You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it is time of the week for Cinema Chat. I'm always joined on Thursdays by Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins, and we have a lot to talk about this week as the Cinetopia International Film Festival is underway and will continue right through the weekend, and there's a lot to talk about. So before we get to that conversation, Russ Collins, first of all, welcome, and what else are our options if we can't make it to the festival or we want to supplement our movie going for the festival? Because there are movies opening all over the place.
I have to reluctantly admit that, yes, there are other movies playing other than Cinetopia. So, opening at your local multiplex is The Conjuring 2, Vera Farmiga, and Patrick Wilson.
Kind of a horror
roles.
Film.
Yeah, it's the teenage horror film of the week. Now You See Me 2, which is another follow-up.
I thought the first one was actually really well done.
Yeah, so we've got Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson and Dave Franco and Lizzie Kaplan back, and you can check that out, opening at your multiplex. And then, based on a video game, Warcraft, is a movie that's been a narrative movie that's been made based on the video game, so you can see those monsters and the warriors all working it out on the big screen. Now, the Michigan Theater is going to be open on Monday after the festival, and we're going to actually bring back films that closed yesterday because of the festival.
Right,
so we're going to bring back The Man Who Knew Infinity, which is this wonderful film on Ramanujan, the brilliant mathematician from India that goes to Cambridge in the early part of the 20th century. A very, very excellent film. Love and Friendship, which is the film that's based on a Jane Austen novel with Kate Beckinsale. A Bigger Splash, which is a great cast. Tilda Swinton, Ralph Fiennes, Dakota Johnson. And then the Lobster, which is a little bit controversial, but people have really been showing
up
for that.
Why is it controversial?
Well, it's very odd. It's a Greek filmmaker in a British film context, and it's a little bit alienating, but it's also, you know, black comedy, so there's laughs in it, but not everyone laughs at it. And then we're opening a film called My Golden Days on Monday. That's a film that centers on an anthropologist who has a series of flashbacks that include his childhood and his father's alienated depression. He remembers his time in Russia. And again, it's a well-reviewed film that we will talk about a little bit more next week. But before that, between now and Sunday, we have the Cinetopia International Film Festival that is continuing. It opened last week in Detroit very successfully. Opening night was great. We had a screening on the lawn and screenings at the College for Creative Studies and the Charles Wright Museum and the Detroit Institute of Arts and the Cinema Detroit, and we have screenings continuing in Cinema Detroit, as well as the Henry Ford Museum. They have their big screen experience is doing a lot of films. The Arab American National Museum, the Redford Theater is doing a whole bunch of Disney stuff.
They're expecting huge crowds over the weekend.
We've got Fantasia and Lady and the Tramp and some Disney shorts that Leonard Maltin is actually going to take the audience through. So that will be be great.
The famous bearded one.
That's right. The film critic that has a lot of books out. He and Roger Ebert were probably the best known folks before Roger Ebert died. And Leonard Maltin is a professor at USC and a TV and radio personality.
Yeah, he was a regular on Entertainment Tonight and famously trashed a lot of movies and stars and made himself quite unpopular for a while.
For a while, but that means he's a credible critic. But tonight is opening night, and we're extremely excited. Well, I guess you'd expect me to say that. But let's go through the opening night film. So Operator is the opening night film that we're bringing a film from South by Southwest. It opened at South by Southwest.
And this has a very distinct local connection.
It does. So Sharon Green and Logan Kibbins, who are two women that grew up in Ann Arbor, they wrote a screenplay, and it's been through the Sundance Labs. It's been through a Knight Foundation development program, and then the film got made. It stars Martin Starr from Silicon Valley, Mae Whitman, and also Christine Lottie, a University of Michigan graduate. So it's got a great cast. cast, and they wrote this film and rewrote this film and rewrote this film, worked through it, created the film, and it premiered at South by Southwest. And we're very pleased to welcome Sharon and Logan Kibbins back.
And how fun to get that opening night slot.
Absolutely.
You know?
And they're excited and we're excited. And another film is a documentary film called Suited, and this is a lot of our curators' favorite film in terms of the documentary. It's produced by Lena Dunham, and it's about
The show Girls.
Yes, right. Absolutely. And she produced this film, and it's about a tailor shop in Brooklyn that caters to transgender people. So it's a very interesting, heartwarming film. Hunt for the Wilder People is a film that I think everyone that goes to it will like it.
What might be a wilder people?
Well, in New Zealand, they have these animals called wildebeests, and they have a lot of native wilderness that's there. And it's about this this guy played by Sam Neill. He's a backwoods illiterate guy that has an interesting background, and he gets thrown together with this overweight orphan kid who's a hip-hop loving kid, not someone you would expect to be in the wilderness really, but they build a tremendous bond between them out of adversity, external adversity, that's just comic, and it's just a tremendous amount of fun. It's put together by the guys that did Flight of the Conchords,
right?
And there's
so
a lot
it'll
of
be fun. And Sam Neill, you know, he typically plays a very smart, suave character, so it'll be nice to see him in this kind of role.
And he's smart, but he's not suave.
He's
a backwoods guy that can't read, and this kid can. Anyway, it's Hunt for the Wilder People. Go check it out.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, and we're talking about the ongoing Cinetopia International Film Festival. It's been running for a while in Detroit and other places, and now is hitting Ann Arbor in full stride.
That's right, and Landfill Harmonic is a documentary about a South African landfill in this very poor community.
We can certainly relate portions of Michigan.
Absolutely. This Paraguayan man has a passion for music, and he creates a children's orchestra with instruments made entirely out of garbage, and they end up performing at a very high level. Their music goes viral internationally. It's a heartwarming story.
Oh, it sounds so fun. And a polar opposite for me, who can take perfectly good instruments and make them sound like garbage.
That's right. So then the two other things that are happening on opening night, there's a free outdoor screening of Michael Jackson's Sing Along and Dance Along, and David has promised that the rain is going to hold
off until after the screening is done.
But that would be fun too. So this is a lot of fun. We have a DJ that's going to be there playing before the film starts at 9:30, and then the only dark comedy Polish mermaid musical is going to be playing at 10 o'clock at the State Theater. It's called The Lure.
That would be hard to find another, I would imagine.
That's right. We've played it in Detroit a couple of times, and it's been well received.
A musical horror film with mermaids.
That's right. Yeah. It is a unique piece. Now, in all, during the whole festival, there are 55 different films that are showing, over 120 screenings. Obviously, a lot of those have already taken place. And the movies that we just went through were opening night. And you can see some of those films. They're playing more than just that one time on opening night, so you can go check that out.
There is a lot still to see as we move through the weekend. What are some of the other highlights as we continue to discuss the Cinetopia International Film Festival on 89.1 WEMU?
Well, there's going to be folks coming from all over the world. So we've got the British executive producer of a film called Black Mountain Poets, which again is a lot of fun. It's about these two con ladies who get hooked up into a wilderness poets retreat. I guess there's a wilderness theme through this year's festival. And that's a lot of fun. Holy Hell is going to have the director and on-screen subject, Will Allen.
And one of my favorite utterances.
Yeah, that's right. And Hunky Dory is actually a film that was written, directed, and produced by Curtis Michael Curtis Johnson, who's an Eastern Michigan University alumni, and the lead actor Thomas Payas is coming as well, and that screening is going to be on Saturday, June 11th.
Hunky Dory, nothing to do with David Bowie.
That's right, nothing to do with David Bowie, but it is an interesting guy about a rock guy who has this kind of neutral gender identity like David Bowie did for part of his career.
Right, okay.
A Little Men is a film by Isaac Sachs, and the lead actor, Theo Taplitz will be here on Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 1 o'clock. As we said, Leonard Maltin's going to be here, and he's going to do a screening of Tyrus, which is this great documentary about this 105-year-old Chinese immigrant who had a great deal of difficulty when he first came to the country, but ended up being an artist, and part of his work as an artist was to develop the look and feel for the movie Bambi. So we're going to show this documentary, this very heartwarming documentary on Sunday, and then follow it immediately with the screening of Bambi. And that's going to be at 1 o'clock for Tyrus and 4 o'clock for the screening of Bambi. Operator, as we said, is going to be here with Logan Kibbins and Sharon Green, and the Star Martin star is going to be here. Semben was put together by University of Michigan graduate Jason Silverman. It's a documentary on the great, great African filmmaker Semben, an activist. If you're a fan of music, there's besides the Polish Mermaid dark comedy musical, we have Iggy Pop, a Basel concert.
Now you're in my neighborhood.
And that is going to be the U.S. premiere of that particular film. And again, there's just a tremendous lineup of film. Miss Stevens is a film about a teacher who, on a voluntary basis, takes three kids to a drama competition. And, you know, dealing with high school kids is a very, very complex reality. And those things are played out in this really nice film.
You know, it occurs to me, we've talked about a lot of great individual movies and your opportunity to see those. But if you really want to have a festival experience, it's not about just picking one and going. It's about getting yourself engrossed in the entirety of the event.
Absolutely. So, for example, tomorrow, Friday, at 1:15, you say, I'm going to go to see that documentary on Maya Angelou. Another three other films that are playing at the same time, but that's the one you decide. And you get out of that film and you go, I've got four choices. Semben, Home Care, Thank You for Bombing, and Trapped. And you can, you know, choose any of the four of those. And you might be inspired to go see Semben after you see the Maya Angelou documentary.
Right.
You want to find about this passionate African filmmaker. And then you get out of Semben, and then you have four more choices. Black Mountain Poets, we just talked about. Captain Fantastic, which is this Viggo Mortensen work that he plays a guy that's raising his children in the wilderness. He and the mom, who has just recently passed away, have dedicated their lives to this alternative lifestyle, and the kids are very, very, very effective. But when they go to the funeral and run into the relatives and all kinds of interesting things happen. Closet Monster, which is this young adult novel kind of thing, and then Miss Stevens, which we talked about. And you can just flow from one to the next. So get yourself a pass
and,
if you haven't already.
Step out, go grab some dinner, perhaps on Friday night, hit the Mayor's Green Fair along Main
Street.
That's
right.
Come on back to the movies.
Come on back. There's lots and lots and lots of great films to see. And we think we put together a world-class festival here for our particular part of the world. So go check it out. Cinetopia International Film Festival. It's here.
And if you'd like to go, you can certainly find out more information at the Cinetopia website, which is?
It's cinetopiafestival.org. And you can also go to the Michigan Theater website.
And you'll get there right through our website as well at WEMU.org if that's more convenient for you. Enjoy the festival, enjoy Ann Arbor, and enjoy the weekend. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1. Ypsilanti.
We will see you at Cinetopia this weekend, downtown Ann Arbor and throughout southeastern Michigan.